We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm gonna tell you what, that intro gets me fired up every time.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
It was like Christmas Eve last night. I couldn't sleep.
You couldn't sleep?
No,
I slept really good, but
I got like 3 hours of sleep. So,
yeah,
but I was sleeping on the couch, so that's probably
what.
Oh yeah, long story. We can go into that later, but you know, I mean, there's a small person at the house now, so you know. Trying to ease into a lot has changed.
A lot has changed, yes. Apparently.
Yeah. So in let me see here, in the 21 months, 95 weeks, 664 days, 15,921 hours, and almost a million minutes, which the minutes are changing.
The count is off already.
Rapidly.
Yeah. I mean, when I sent it out yesterday, it's different than it was right now.
So. It'll be different when people listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Big changes.
That's a big change.
Gosh.
To that end, like, you know, everybody was like, oh, when we announced that we were doing the podcast, like to the thing of like big things happen when we do the podcast. I met a girl. We announced that we're going to do it. Everybody's like, oh, he won the race. Blaney won the Coca-Cola 600. You'll have to do a glass case now. It's like, well,
little did they know we had already had it in the works. I kind of think it's like the vortex theory. So like we put it into the universe that we were going to do another episode and the universe is like, we got to get him to victory lane.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, people. So we talked about this, for probably a month.
We were supposed to. I'm going to open this real quick. Sorry. We were supposed to do it the week leading into All-Star originally.
Yes. And it didn't line up. And now we're doing it. And it's just like, oh, we're like a week removed from Charlotte. And it just kind of happened to work out. But yeah, we talked about it for a little bit. You know, it's been a long off period. And I think everyone kind of missed it. And we're like, well, let's do an episode. It'd be kind of fun to talk about what's happened in the last almost 2 years.
Almost two years.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm learning new things about Charles.
Yeah.
I'm really excited that. And a lot of people wanted it to come back. And I think when we announced it, everyone was super pumped as well.
Yeah.
All the feedback was really positive.
I mean, I get asked every week for the last almost 2 years when the glass case comes back.
Every week for 95 weeks.
I miss glass
weeks.
Case.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, for 95 weeks.
Yeah.
I forgot Chuck had a countdown here.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
it's been the same thing.
And at the racetrack.
Yeah.
Oh, we missed Glass Case.
It's like, oh, I really liked that show. It was a good show.
I know. Yeah. It's shocking people haven't forgot about it.
I am curious, though, because we've been away for so long, and there have been new fans that have been introduced to the sport, because I saw some feedback like on some of the stuff posted to promote it, where people were like, what is this? I'm wondering how many new people will go back and start from the beginning and listen to the pod.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, would you go back and listen to the, like...
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't like to listen to my own voice, well, so that's a no. Okay.
But if you discovered a new podcast, you're like, oh, I like this, and these folks were like 3 years in, would you go back and watch?
I have done that.
And listen, really?
Yeah.
Or like,
every one of them.
Last podcast on the left, like, I've gone back and listened to, I don't know how many.
Or like shows, the same thing with shows, like TV shows.
You
or
get
like,
invested in the characters and the people, and you're like, oh, I want to hear more of them.
Yeah, you don't find out until... Like later it came out, like I listened to, although it's not that old, Dolly Parton's America. That was a good podcast.
It's a big commitment. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Game of Thrones, everyone's like, oh, you got to watch. I watched the last season of Game of Thrones. That's the only season I ever
Without
watched.
Any of the others.
Yeah, I have no idea. And everyone's like, you got to go back and watch it. I'm like, I can't commit that much time. And then I watched House of Dragon. And like, I had no idea. Everyone's like, oh, these references to House of Dragon is amazing. I'm like, yeah, I don't really know. It's a good show, though.
Well, that was a show that came out when we were like, we haven't even been together since that show came out.
House of Dragon?
Yeah.
House of Dragon was amazing.
Yeah.
And me not knowing a lot about Game of Thrones. Yeah. I thought it was a great show.
I haven't seen a lick of any of that.
Yeah.
Oh.
What else came out at that time? House of Dragon, and then what was the
Ted
other
Ted Lasso. We've already gone through the entire Ted Lasso's come out, and gone.
No, it came out in 2020.
Yeah. Okay.
We talked about it on those shows that we were remote. We did talk about the first season, but it has.
Well, now it's come and gone.
It blew up since
it blew up.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Cultural phenomenon.
Roy Kent, my spirit animal.
But what, like,
oh, the Lord of the Rings show came out.
I didn't watch it.
Absolutely
that.
Sucked.
That's, I heard it. It was not good.
Yeah. From a big Lord of the Rings fan, it was terrible. Wasn't a big fan of the show.
Did anybody watch Sweet Tooth? Have you watched that?
Mm-mm.
It's based on a graphic novel. It's very good.
How many Marvel and Star Wars products came out?
Oh, dear God. In so many.
Yeah. So at the top of my notes, I had like five things written down. And Marvel movies suck now. since the last time we talked.
The last one I saw was where everything imploded. What was that?
Like Infinity War or Endgame?
Yeah, Endgame is what those are the last one I saw. Yeah.
Every movie since then, absolute garbage, trash.
So
I don't like any of them.
Did you TV shows was the had Loki come out?
No, that was in our off period.
Yeah,
and I didn't like Loki. I don't like any of them.
Yeah,
they're not like they've peaked, and it's just not what it used to be. Like there's no stakes.
You're just recycling.
You are recycling. Like I watched Ant-Man last night for the first time. That Quantumania. And
I watched the other.
And it's like, I like Jonathan Majors a lot, but and he did good. But the movie's just like, there's no parts of making you nervous. Like, there's no suspense in them.
Right.
Like, you know how it's going to turn out. It's just not good anymore.
I
don't know.
They're also making, a 20th Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Just at some point.
I know, that's a franchise right there.
They should have stopped after Tokyo Drift.
I am interested, though, with the Marvel ones to see how they handle the Secret War. Because that's the next phase that they kind of teased with Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I just don't know.
More Samuel L. Jackson.
I mean, Sam Jackson is going to put butts in seats, but like, I don't know. Just the way that they've got it going right now, like Guardians 3 was okay, but
On the Star Wars front, I saw where Daisy Ridley's coming back for something future.
That. Really?
I think I saw that announcement.
She's doing Back to the Future?
No.
She's doing a reboot?
She's coming back.
They're going back to 1995?
This feels like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I didn't choose
who. I think it was announced. Now I got to look it up.
I'm going to have to go.
What? Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
We have to go back.
Back.
To the future.
I don't know.
Are they rebooting?
Yeah. Bringing back Daisy Ridley is the best thing Star Wars could have done.
Hmm.
She's confirmed to star in the new Star Wars movie.
Wow.
I didn't even know they were doing
the new Star Wars movie. Because the new ones did so good. They're just fun to keep on building.
I don't know.
And Star Wars stuff's going downhill. All the shows, like Boba Fett, weren't very good.
They should have taken note from
Obi-Wan
us.
Was a
go
travesty.
Out on top. Go out on top.
I know.
Mandalorian was good.
The last season just
went. I haven't seen the last season.
Yeah. This is not good.
Boba Fett felt like it was just a
couple. So you have Disney Plus?
Yeah.
But you got a kid at your house now.
So, you know.
I have Disney Plus, too.
I have Disney stock. Everybody have Disney Plus. I didn't feel like investing in it. I already have Netflix and Hulu and Prime and Apple and the regular local.
I got the Disney Plus when you had the package deal with Hulu and ESPN.
So it's still available, I think.
Yeah.
I don't want ESPN.
I want ESPN.
I want ESPN.
I don't care.
There's all the stuff on ESPN.
I don't care.
All the sports.
The only sport I watch now, honestly, is NASCAR and a little bit of IndyCar and some F1, but.
Yeah.
Strictly
motorsports.
Strictly motorsports. I honestly, I don't know if it's because the pandemic. But I have moved away from watching other sports.
Sticking ball sports?
Not intentionally, just my interests have gone other places. And you only have so much time. I feel like the world is saturated with things to listen to and watch. And
Chuck has his new Charlotte FC shirt on.
I've been going to the games.
I do like that.
I went to my first one last year.
And
had
I've yet to go.
Blast.
Where'd you sit?
I sat behind the goal and
in the
new
the nice
seats.
Yeah, the nice seats. Yeah.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was I loved the energy of the football game, soccer, whatever you want to call it. It was fantastic. Yeah. And I need to go back to one because I had
I need to go
blast.
To one. I started watching Welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah.
Have you watched that?
I have.
Delightful.
You the Wrexham stuff? Have you?
Yeah, well, I'm a big Sonny.
Sunny fan.
So
did you see Robert that McKinley. Charlie got in trouble for drinking a beer? Like apparently in England you can't drink a beer in public in the stands or something like that.
What?
There's some weird thing. Like he had a.
First of all, they're not. Oh, this was the match in England because
it was in
Wrexham
Wales.
Is not in England.
It was in Wales.
Okay.
Yeah, Wrexham's in Wales.
Yeah.
But there's
I'm
some,
learning a lot on this show.
Some law, like you could have the beer in the box, like in the suite, but you couldn't bring it into the stands. And I have a feeling that like stems from like the hooliganism back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
people don't want to get beat up.
I sit in the supporters section at Charlotte FC, and anytime they score a goal, you get doused in beer.
Yeah.
Really?
So you're in like the section that knows all the songs and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know the songs.
Yeah.
I just kind of go.
I know what that's like, being doused with beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have flashbacks to Victory Lane.
I did that for 4 years straight.
Yeah. Yeah. The other day, like, I just got hit with one, like, right here, and I was like, that's how Kim felt.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
This guy just went. So.
Just close your eyes.
With the can.
No, no.
Oh, liquid.
They make you put it in a plastic cup.
Oh, okay.
Like, anytime you walk in there, pour it in a plastic cup. But why are you spending $15 on a beer you're going to throw?
Oh, good point.
That's true. They must have disposable income.
even if I had disposable income, that's not income I'm going to dispose of unless I'm drinking the beer.
Yeah.
That could go to better use.
Yeah.
I could get more drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You should invent a mechanism on top of your head that just is a beer catcher.
Oh,
it's just a big
like
funnel.
A filter, like a funnel filter.
Yeah,
that's how diseases spread.
Not if it.
We already made it through one of them. So
look at build up the immune system.
We're still here.
Yeah.
So wait,
did Charlotte? That's another thing. We beat COVID.
We beat COVID. Did
apparently
Charlotte?
Everyone's better.
FC do a deal with Pop-Tarts?
No, there. So this is like I think Glory Days Apparel or something, and
they do a good job.
They basically when the new away kit came out, it was purple and light purple. And
it's also very like Simpsons reminisce. Yeah. The style of
it looked like a donut or
a Pop-Tart.
Wildberry Pop-Tart.
Yeah. The best Pop-Tart.
You got to put butter on top.
Kim's never had a wildberry.
I haven't. Yeah. I've had strawberry and I've had brown cinnamon sugar and I think s'mores and that's it. Those are the only Pop-Tarts I've ever had. I like the edges though. The middle's not really.
That is like serial killer thing to say.
I like the edge, like a little crust with a little of the icing and a little of the middle of it, but like the smack middle.
How many bodies do you have in your basement?
Yeah. How many are frozen and how many have you eaten?
Yeah. Do you put butter
on
the
bodies? Did
you watch
Dahmer?
I did watch Dahmer.
I couldn't get past the first. I think I was not in the right headspace to watch that show. I need to go back and try and watch it. I couldn't get past the first episode.
I watched the whole season. It drew me in. It's one of those things. It's like, is it right making a show like this? Like,
I mean, it's a true story,
money.
Though.
It is a true story. It's like, but you're like, you're making a shitload of money on it. And like, do the families of the victims get any of that money? No. Like, and you're showing essentially their children who got killed by this guy. I don't know. It was weird. And then the dude, I mean, the guy who played him was amazing. I mean, he did a good job, I guess, playing Jeffrey Dahmer, a weird guy, but he got like an award from it and everything. Ooh. But I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. Okay. But, I saw one, I saw one guy on Instagram. He does a really funny job of doing these stuff. And he was like, well, you did not watch the whole season.
I didn't, but you can.
But
you
like, there is a
spoiler.
Scene,
you can spoil anything.
There's
because
a scene in the bar. Like, they go to this bar where he meets all his victims, and like he always puts stuff in their drinks.
Okay.
Like he would drug them. Yeah. And like, this guy was like, "You're the bartender of Jeffrey Dahmer at the club," and like gets two beers, gives it to him. Jeffrey pours the stuff in the drink, and then like he gives the beers back, and the rim is all. Got shit all around it. And the bartender looks at it. He's like, oh, well. And he just like throws it in the thing. Like just super oblivious.
Yeah. Although that was a while ago. I don't know.
It's
that,
the 80s.
That,
it was
like,
a different time.
Date. Can you call them date rape drugs still? I don't know. Roofies. I don't know that they were.
Rooflin.
Yeah. If they were is like well known. Dahmer may have been on the cutting edge.
There was some like 80s movie like Porky's, which, you know, is problematic, but
aged out.
They talk like I remember from like movies growing up. They talk about like a Spanish fly. That was the date rape drug back then.
Oh, that's what.
Yeah,
oh,
and it
I
was like
no
freely talked about in movies.
Interesting.
Yeah, and this could be something that they're like, hey, you know what? Let's cut
you
that
know
part
what?
Out.
Let's but just
you never know.
Back it down.
I don't know. Dahmer was okay.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't watch
well,
that.
The
then.
Whole like serial killer.
It's gone now.
It's what?
It's hard to be a serial killer in this day
and
age.
You don't see many serial killers anymore nowadays.
It's hard.
You know?
There's so much technology.
Not like back in the, you know,
well, there's
decades ago.
There's on TikTok, they say that there's one going on in Austin right now.
A serial killer?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. They've found a bunch of bodies in Lady Bird Lake.
Those could have been there for a while.
But like, they're all like men between like 25 and 35. Like it's a very, like, there is a type of person that is being pulled out of the water.
Interesting.
And it's very consistent.
I have not seen that.
Wow. I don't believe anything
again,
I see on TikTok.
No,
but
no. TikTok also, since we last did a show, has blown up. I feel like it was around, but it It is
it was
now,
just dancing people. Now it's like long form documentaries and news.
You can learn a lot of stuff on TikTok too.
If you get on the weird side of TikTok, like
what's the weird side of TikTok?
So me and my buddies were
TikTok?
No, you weren't TikTok.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
It's like the dark web.
There's every type of thing on TikTok if you look the right way. But like I started looking up stuff on, you know, like cryptids and, you know, aliens and UFOs and stuff like that.
So like conspiracy theories.
Right. And that takes you down this rabbit hole of like, there's a guy who had like his flat earth map that like there's these different islands in it's like space, but they've got ice walls and it's aliens coming from different sectors. And it's all weird, man. It's all weird.
Could be true.
They've pretty much proven UFOs exist and no one cares.
Right.
Like it doesn't make big news. And it's like, oh,
I feel like because the news cycle the last handful of years has been so voracious and full of things, they just decided to slip it in. Like they've had this information for a while, but they felt like it could go like unnoticed. And relative to the other things in the news, they're like,
or is it that we're like, we've known for 60 years because the whole Roswell's almost 70, I guess now.
I mean, Men in Black,
like 49. When Roswell in like the late 40s?
I think so.
Yeah,
but so it's like, but now it's like the past couple years has been like actual like bunch of evidence and like no one's
like
making
confirmed.
A big deal. Like you don't walk down the street, there's no you don't start conversation at bars aren't like, man, did you see that new UFO? Like there's aliens out there. Like no, it's like
you see this new dance on TikTok? Like
it's I'm not convinced that the aliens are out there versus here.
Which we talked about.
Yeah, we've talked about it, like Men in Black style where you don't know. Like you could be an alien.
I mean
sometimes do you ever think like what if Westworld is real? Not aliens, but like maybe we're robots and we just don't know.
Computer simulation.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We might be robots.
If you can imagine it, it's probably true.
It was super funny because, like, I don't know why, but Independence Day has been playing a lot recently on the TV.
Really?
Yeah, it's been kind of weird.
Again, they're priming us.
Yeah. So I was like, and I, you know, rewatched. I haven't seen that movie in years. And you rewatch it, you're like, holy shit.
It's also a little cornier than I remember.
Like, I mean, any movie from back then. Yeah. I mean, well, that was like early 90s, right?
Yeah, like 94.
Late 90s?
That was 90s.
They are a little corny, but like. It's pretty crazy, though.
Again, I think they're priming the pump.
Priming
they're just
us.
Getting us ready.
It's like Will Smith's first like step out from Fresh Prince.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Really?
That was like one of his first big movies. 96 was Independence Day.
Will Smith hit the headlines while we were gone, too.
Yeah, he hit something.
Pun intended.
Yeah. That was crazy. And that kind of, I feel like that was staged, though. I do feel like that stage. I feel like everything is. Yeah. I feel like
nothing's real, man.
I don't know. I feel
it's
like that was
simulation.
Pretty staged. And to be honest with you, like I understand Will Smith standing up for his wife, but like, didn't she cheat on him like a lot?
Ooh, I don't know.
I thought that was like
maybe
kind of known.
Like, I mean, anything with like those famous people and like their, you know, like their lives,
Hollywood.
It's all like
it's
I don't
a little
know.
Sus.
I don't know. I
don't get drawn into it as much. I'm like, cool. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I feel like I've lost track of like. New celebrities. Like, I know all the old, well, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Humphrey
there's so
Bogart,
many,
Catherine Hepburn.
Not like that. But, like, there's so many new actors and actors because there's so many shows on now that I don't know the names of some of these
like,
people.
Like, I'll see them consistently, but I'm like, I don't know who that person is. Brad Pitt, to me, is still, like, the movie star. Like, that's...
And he's getting old.
He still looks good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Still looks good. You see him in Bullet Train? Do you guys watch Bullet Train?
I started it and fell asleep, but
very
I know,
good movie.
Because what's his name's in it from Atlanta?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't
from
know his
Atlanta?
Name.
Yeah.
The show Atlanta.
Danny Glover?
No.
Not Danny Glover.
No. Donald
Glover. Danny Glover.
I said Danny. I meant Donald Glover. Love him, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it, but somebody on a flight, this was last year, on a commercial flight, was watching it next to me. I realized it, like, once the movie had started, and I was like, what in the hell are they watching?
Brian Tyree Henry.
Yeah, okay.
That,
yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, Brad Pitt looks great in it. It's my man crush. No matter
your,
what age.
Your man crush.
From Fight Club to Bullet Train, it doesn't matter, Brad Pitt. Curious Case of Benjamin Button looks good in the whole movie.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when you age
Meet
backwards.
Joe Black.
Yeah.
Oh, he was
Tuxedo
nice in that.
Thing, you know.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Brad Pitt, same fraternity I'm in. He's a Sigma Chi.
Really?
At, University
you guys
of Missouri.
Are brothers.
Yeah.
Really?
And we went out there for a workshop, and every room in that house, the active brothers were like, Brad Pitt, he slept in that room. Brad Pitt, he hung
Is that how
room.
They try and get cool people into their...
Yeah.
Fraternity.
That's how that works.
So they draw the women in.
Like, look, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt slept in this bed.
Yeah.
You could sleep with the next Brad Pitt.
I have a t-shirt that said, your grandmother wanted us. It's a picture of John Wayne. Your mom wanted us. It's a picture of Tom Selleck. And your girlfriends want us. It was a picture of Brad Pitt. All of them are Sigma Chi.
Brad Pitt looks like Robert Redford, though, to me.
Yeah. You know who doesn't look like Robert Redford? I tried to get to this earlier.
Okay.
We kind of glazed over it, right? You know, we kind of glazed over it. You won the fucking Coca-Cola 600.
Oh, well, yeah! You know, I didn't know. We didn't have to talk a bunch about racing on this, but yeah.
It's not a bunch of racing.
It's not about racing. You won the Coke 600.
Jewel. Yeah, like, no, it was
that's
cool.
That's a huge race.
Yeah, it was cool to do.
I feel like it got overlooked, too, because you had broken a winless streak, and so people were like, oh, the winless streak is over. Not really paying enough attention to the fact that it's like one of the biggest races of the year.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too. Like, it kind of did get that.
And it kind of also got, not that this wasn't just as big, but...
The chase thing.
Well, the chase thing. Yeah. But then Penske swept the weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, there was emphasis on that, but not enough emphasis on, like, Ryan won the freaking Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah, there was a lot of storylines that weekend.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was cool to do the sweep for Roger, and I can't believe that hasn't been done before. That was the first time. And so it was really neat to be a part of that. But, yeah, I kept telling my guys, I'm like, yeah, you know, we haven't won in a little bit, and it's cool to, you know, get back in victory lane. But, like, enjoy that it's the 600. Like, that's a pretty special one, too. So, no, it was cool. It's I got a ring and a watch. That was kind of neat. So it's kind of neat. I got a Coke machine. Yeah, I don't know where it is currently. They said they were going to deliver it.
Did they tell you if it comes filled with Cokes? And is it a glass bottle machine or a...
I believe it's a glass bottle machine.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's from like, they said they repurposed it from like the 50s.
Oh,
That's the fun. Yeah,
and when I get it, there's like instructions on the back, like of how you work it and stuff. So I'm really excited to put it in the house.
Are you going to charge people?
No, I'm gonna. I don't know if you
can you rig it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. Like,
it might
if
just
you
be
have,
one that just like.
But like a lot of the video games, at like the arcades, they can turn on and off the.
Like, yeah, like the pay.
Put free play on.
Yeah,
wonder if you can do that with a.
Maybe that, or I'll just have like a box. I think it tastes like a nickel. It's like 5 cents.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think I might just have like a big jar of nickels, and I'll just empty it every like couple months. Depending on, I don't think anyone's gonna go in there and get a Coke like all the time.
You never know. Cokes out of glass bottles, I think, taste better than fountain or can Cokes. And if it's a Mexican Coke, that's what you should fill it with, is Mexican Coke.
That's the high sugar stuff. That's real sugar.
Good stuff.
That's cane sugar right there.
The real sugar.
Yeah.
Get Suarez to bring you a case next time he goes home.
That's true.
A Coca-Cola racing
driver. Yeah. Yeah. He has the hookup.
Or, I mean, yeah.
Body Armor's with Coke now, so yeah.
Oh, there you go. Do you think, though, now I'm curious. So I imagine if a Coca-Cola racing driver wants Coke products, they just get them for free. Could you, if you were a Coca-Cola racing driver, be like, yeah, I want Coke, but I want it to be Mexican
bottle. Glass bottle only.
Glass bottle only.
I don't know. I wonder if they'll do that.
I did learn on one shoot one time that they mix them like special concoction of Coca-Cola that they're drinking in the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
They'll like mix, oh, I want a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of cherry, and like they'll mix it for them.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like when you see ice cream commercials and it's actually mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
to like, make it look thicker. Or like the milk ads.
It's
that like was
they
like
bring
extra
World
thick.
Of Coke to the shoots. So like you can mix your own type of Coca-Cola.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Have you seen where they have come out with, this is kind of similar, condiment dispensing machines that mix like, you can pick a base like barbecue, ketchup, ranch, whatever. Mm-mm. And then you get an addition like, spicy jalapeno, mango. There's like four, and you can mix it, choose it, and then it just delivers your sauce.
I didn't know that.
It's a Heinz thing. Anyway.
So you got to keep pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
You do.
You know, things are getting pretty stale out there nowadays. You got to keep raising the bar.
There's vending machines in Germany where you can get sausage. Like, I mean, like you can vend just about anything.
Like a hot sausage?
Or
a cold sausage.
Uncooked cold sausages, you know, like things that, like you go to a butcher shop and they're closed. Well, they've got the vending machine out front that they like will stock before they head home, and then
it's
boom.
Just like a big fridge.
Yeah,
interesting.
And then
that's not as cool as if it were like a hot sausage and it like drops it in the bun. And
it's then, like, packaged, you know, like a grocery store. It's just on the little thing.
That reminds me too much of like in college or like at a TV station. They have the old. Like vending
like the
machines.
Automat thing with the sandwiches
but
and
it's
rollers.
Like the sandwiches like sometimes it's like White Castle or it's just like a ham and cheese on white sandwich that's been sitting in there for
or the hot dogs or taquitos that are on the rollers at like gas stations
those don't bother me
those are fantastic like QT does good job.
I will take one of those.
Like the pizza ones they have like the pizza roll.
It's amazing. Little taquitos.
Gas station.
What is not vended that you wish was?
See, the beer, there's vending machines with beer and alcohol.
Is there?
Yeah. Huh. Probably in Germany. And like, I've seen it somewhere.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can vend just about anything out of a machine. Like, what would be something?
But you get like on the go.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you're walking down the street.
I want this right now.
I want it right now. I don't know. What would be good, like a good walking food? Well, like a broad or a hot dog would be good if it was
or
hot.
Or not even food, like underwear, socks.
You're socks walking around and you're like, damn it, I forgot underwear. I need to get some underwear.
If you get caught in a rainstorm, socks are an extra pair of socks. Although I think they can, at some gyms, they have socks vending machines. In case
like
you
an umbrella vending machine on the street.
Or a poncho.
Yeah. That could be good.
If you lived in a rainy, city, you should be prepared. But yeah.
If you don't own a raincoat and you live in Portland, then what the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're probably Portland smoking crack. I don't know.
Why am I getting rained on right now?
It's 80 and sunny. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know.
I'm just sweating so much. That's why it's from the crack.
From the crack.
Speaking of crack.
I want to know where this transition's going.
Well, I just glanced at my notes and I feel like these people have to be on it. Have you seen where the protesters are like throwing soup on art paintings? Like climate protesters?
No.
They threw like tomato soup on like a Van Gogh at like a nice museum and like trying to get their point across some reason for climate change.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best way to go about it.
No.
But the climate change protesters have kind of gotten pretty bold recently.
Yeah.
Like banding together like on a highway, like on streets and like going to museums and dumping shit on paintings.
I don't get the museum thing.
No, that doesn't help.
But
like,
no.
To your point earlier about like we're inundated with all this news that like the aliens get swept under the rug. Like you got to do something to break through, right? Because there's just noise everywhere.
I guess.
Fair.
I don't know.
Think outside the box on this.
Maybe that's how they get through, right? I mean, you got to do something weird enough to where you get on the front page.
It's like, all right, we tried strongly worded letters to the editor. That didn't work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're jumping to high. We're
next
jumping
step.
To soup.
Next step.
We're
soup
just going to put soup
on a Van Gogh.
On a Van Gogh.
I don't know what it helps.
See, soup on a war, like an Andy Warhol thing, that would have been like, okay, yeah, he did the Campbell's soup thing. That makes sense. But what did Van Gogh do to you?
I don't know. I wonder if it damages the painting at all.
I don't know. I'm sure it's in like a protective thing, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't get it. I think it's hilarious.
I'll have to dive a little deeper into that.
Yeah, it pops up on my feed all the time. Like, oh, another painting got ruined by tomato soup. Yeah.
Got souped.
Maybe it's a new ad from Campbell's or something.
Campbell's new chunky.
Ooh.
Campbell's chunky is the bomb, bro.
It's oil-based.
My earring is like laying funny under my headset. It's like hurting me.
You can adjust it.
Yeah.
I know, I tried to like lay them...
Well, you wore hoop earrings.
I know. I wasn't really... I mean, I thought about it, but I was just like, I put them on.
Yeah. Hoop earrings in a headset. I don't think that really...
Hoops in a headset.
Yeah.
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the... You
scoop.
Don't know that phrase?
Scoop?
No.
Swoop?
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the whore.
Oh,
I didn't know that. That's a new one.
If she
smokes, haven't heard that one?
She pokes. I do know that
if
one.
If she smokes, she pokes.
The smokes and pokes one. That's what I've heard that one before.
Yeah, you've never heard that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's nodding like, yeah, we've heard that one before.
Literally Kim was like, whoa, smokes what?
Anything.
Cigarettes.
Anything. Cigs.
I think it was meant for cigarettes back
crack.
In the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crack. You know what I mean? Well, if she probably smokes crack, she probably pokes herself with a needle.
It's a different kind of pokes.
Speaking of cuss words, do you see that Apple is changing it now that you don't have to autocorrect?
I gotta try. You sent us this, and I didn't try it.
I don't know if they've integrated it yet because it just came out today.
Yeah.
So if I type
story,
it should. Oh, it didn't change it.
A lot of times, I mean, it's.
But it's also the AI learning on your phone. Sometimes no.
Mine's never.
You
learned.
Cuss a lot.
Every time I say the F word, it goes to duck.
Yeah, fair.
You know, all the time.
Know.
So it's not like it's learning from me. And
when
I
texted you
back.
The other day, and it changed it. Literally, when we were having this conversation, I had a comment about like Elon Musk. Sucking something, and it actually changed it to duck when it was something else. So they got some kinks to get through.
And they won't kink shame you now with your phone.
Right.
They got the kinks to work through. So if you've got things that you're typing with,
You see that Apple's coming out with some new
AR
headset?
Bubble
augmented
goggles.
Reality.
Yeah. That's like $3,500.
$3,500?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it sent their stock up. and I have the stuff.
And you're
so
psyched?
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. But the way they're saying that, like, everybody's going to wear them.
Well, I'm at, like, what's it, what does it do? I don't understand what it, like.
It reminds me of Ready Player One.
Yeah.
You're where like, you're just, like, living in a different world, and you're interacting with, like, we would all have them on, and instead of interacting in person, like, face-to-face, we would be interacting in this, like, virtual world.
From home.
What do you feel? From home.
We could be sitting here interacting. We could be sitting here. And, like, you could be looking at all of the articles that we're talking about.
It seems very lazy.
Oh, it's very lazy. Like, we're going down this lazy rabbit hole of there's not going to be any more human interaction. It's going to be all virtual. It's the Matrix. And
yeah.
The simulation you talked about earlier.
Yeah.
That's how, like, you get sucked into one. It's like, well, what's reality now? Is it what's on my goggles or what's out here?
Google tried to come out with glasses.
A long time ago.
Were you there when we tried to wear those damn glasses?
Yeah, for driver intros. Yeah. Put them on to
they
people?
Were the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Were you with us at when we went to GoPro Motorplex and we had the Google glasses?
I think so.
Yeah, it was like one of the NASCAR Next deals back in like 2011.
Yeah, it was somewhere back there. They tried to get me to wear them somewhere and like,
they
was kind of weird.
They also weren't that attractive.
No,
they had like a big cube on the side of them. Yeah, these look like snow goggles.
Yeah. It almost
I still
looks
haven't
like
even
Dale Earnhardt's bubble goggles.
What's the... There's
like the Oculus?
The Oculus. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
I tried to do them. My buddy has them, and it made me just kind of sick.
Right? Yeah.
I might have to buy some Apple ones, though. I don't know. You got to see the rave of them.
I just think that they're, again, lazy. Like, go out and do the things.
I mean, look.
In what instance
I like
are
video
they...
games. Like, I like the technology stuff, and, like, it has its place. But there is a potential for it to all become too much.
Be sci-fi. You know what's coming back? What? Black Mirror. Did you see they're coming out with another season of that?
I didn't know.
No, I didn't see that. Excited. I watched a couple episodes of Black Mirror back in the day, but they were kind of weird. When they got to the pig episode, it was a little weird for me, so I just...
Oh, you watched them out of order. You don't have to watch them in order, but that's like one of the first episodes. The pig episode is very weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, new season. I feel like they have to go even further because so much of the things that they put in the previous seasons is actually true now.
They've already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well. Pig one especially. Mm-hmm. I guess I need to watch that so I can...
You don't have to watch the pig one.
It's literally the first one. There's like a British prime minister. His family gets kidnapped.
He essentially has to deal with a pig to like free his family. And they film. It's pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
It's not great.
Pretty crazy. Okay. Poor pig. Just making bacon.
Ew, I accidentally just licked
now
that.
Now I've got like...
Applewood bacon.
Yeah, I've got...
Did you lick the filter?
I like went, but I was so close to that it licked it. This filter has seen better days, by the way.
You know how many people have just been spitting in that filter.
I don't know
filter.
Who uses this, Mike, but there's just like debris. It's
a debris. You could take the front filter off where you probably have a little newer one. In the back.
The double filter probably.
Just don't get right up on it, you know. Just
I didn't mean
lean,
to.
Lean
it
back
just,
a little bit.
It has seen better days too. It's kind of ooh, like crusty. Well, look at that. Is yours just...
still? I'm not wiping mine. I'm not even looking at it.
In front of my face. I can't help it.
We are moving to a new building in a little bit, so you know. This is all from like 2010, 2009.
It's not happening for like another 6 months.
Yeah. Really, the new building's in Concord, right?
Yeah, it's right near
the
tech
R&D center. Is.
Yeah, nice.
Hey.
Yeah, Ford's Tech Center's right there. It's really close to my house, actually. It's going to be very nice.
And there's a brewery right across the street.
That is true.
Yeah.
Act like there's not like 10 breweries within throwing distance from here.
Yeah, but like it's right. It's like literally right there. We can like run a tap, you know.
Oh.
Zip line over.
Yeah.
An underground tap.
Or overhead, whatever. Which, okay. You know, might work better for flow if it goes up and then you could drop the beer down, you know. Gravity, let gravity do the work.
Gravity.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Speaking of gravity, this is a smooth transition. Did you know New York is sinking? It's going to be like Venice here in like 10 years.
In 10 years.
Doesn't surprise me.
I don't know. In 10 years, that might have been a little... Okay. But apparently it's been sinking like... Doesn't sound like much, but like 2 millimeters a year, which is a lot.
I also didn't know. So you know how like the seas are rising?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like if you were to like put a solid object in a bowl of water and all rises at the same time. It's rising at different rates in different places.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on where the...
I don't know.
Icebergs are, I guess.
There's science attached to that I don't know the specifics, but...
Yeah. New York weighs 1.7 trillion tons.
So it's the weight that's bringing it down.
Yeah. I mean, the weight and sea level rising doesn't help either. But that combination is like, it's going to be underwater.
I wonder it'll be like the next Atlantis, like thousands of years down. You'll just have skyscrapers underwater.
They'll just build docks and like it'll go up and, you know... Like,
eventually it's just going to sink.
This is now the ground level and, you know, you get in here and...
It's going to sink. Florida is just going to break off. Florida and California, they're just going to go
Did you see
into
where
the water. Both of them can go.
Like Africa is like cracking. through the middle of that. Did you see that?
And Canada's burning. Like,
here's the thing.
Africa's like breaking off.
People are like, this is wild. Like when stuff happens with like climate or like the earth or nature, and it's like the world's been around for a long time, doing these things for a long time before people.
So
the why are we surprised?
The Appalachian Mountains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are the same mountains that are in Scotland. Like that is the same range.
Mm.
If you go back to like Pangaea when everything
was connected.
So at one point, Scotland and like Maine were almost neighbors. So that's why, you know, these things happen.
That's
things
like break apart. Alaska and Russia.
Yeah. You can see it from your house.
I'm just saying. So, people should be less shocked because
nature.
Yeah. Nature.
It's a mother.
Should be moving.
Yeah.
Well, like,
when people get attacked by wild animals. It's a wild animal.
Some dumb chick trying to pet like a buffalo on like a nature trail. It's like, dude, that's a wild.
Yeah, you get what you deserve.
Beast. Like, why are you trying to go make a TikTok video of you feeding it fucking corn?
Or like natural disasters are very sad because people die, but they're also natural disasters. Like they're unavoidable.
They're gonna happen. I watched the documentary on the, I think it was in Australia, one of the volcanoes that exploded there, and people were like visiting it. There was an island you could visit.
Oh yeah, yeah. The white, was that the same one? I thought it was New Zealand, maybe Australia. White Fish Bay or whatever. Yeah, that one where they went,
New Zealand.
Where they went and they were like on vacation and they're like, oh yeah, go. One of those survivors, speaking of TikTok, she pops up on my like For You page all the time. She's like one of the rest of her family perished in the volcano.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's so scary out there.
So, you know, continents floating away from each other.
Yeah.
So
eventually they'll flow back together.
Yeah, unless
you're a flat, unless you're a flat earther, they just fall off.
Yeah,
then you're hit the ice wall and then it bounces back in. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like like ice in a drink.
So like our countries and continents, like they're floating, but are they connected like to the seafloor?
Oh, is it, underneath?
Like, yeah.
It's plate tectonics, man.
Plate tectonics.
So like the plates are all connected and they shift, and then there's like they're floating on like molten hot magma.
Mm-hmm.
Magma.
So technically, you couldn't like go deep enough in the ocean and swim under a continent.
They're not floating on the ocean. They're floating on magma.
Right.
Magma.
So they're floating.
They're floating.
Were they floating or are they stationary?
I mean, they're floating. They're
floating on.
But how come we don't move more if we're just floating?
It's slow.
It's slow?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like the Earth is like hurtling through space at how many miles per hour?
Yeah.
You know, we don't feel that.
Right.
You know.
Time is relative.
Did you see Don't Look Up?
Yes.
I started to watch it and I think I fell asleep. I don't remember. I didn't finish it.
It kind of goes back to like the UFOs we were talking about, like No One Cares. Like that movie, this Leonardo DiCaprio is like this really smart scientist and he's like, there's going to be an asteroid.
Earth. And they put him all on the news. They put him on the news shows and stuff. What is happening? What is that?
The simulation's messing with us, man.
They don't like that we're talking too close to what's actually happening.
There we go.
It sounded like air traffic control. Air traffic control has not had a great few years, by the way. I don't know if they're just asleep at the wheel. I don't know. Planes, just like, almost.
The
air traffic control.
They have a tough job.
They're asleep at the radar.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They don't have a.
That's a tough job. Yeah. Like, if you fly right seat with somebody and like actually listen to air traffic control, they have a bunch of shit going on.
They're kind of like a spotter.
Yeah. They're stacking them up at how many different levels? Like, I got this plane here, to reroute to here, this.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. I mean, did you see three days ago, the sonic boom over DC?
Mm-mm.
I heard about it, but I could, because they said a plane actually crashed.
Yeah.
There were no survivors, but who was on that plane?
So there was a small plane, four passengers on it that were flying from Tennessee up to like Massachusetts or somewhere. And they got to like New York and then it doubled back and the pilot was unresponsive. So they scrambled Air National Guard out of either Pennsylvania or Maryland, one of those two. And I think it was F-16s got up to them, but they had to like hit the afterburners and go like sonic boom. And there's a video of a dog laying on a couch outside on a porch. And like you just see him, he's just laying there and then and he's like,
they think the people perished before the plane went down.
Yes, that is the
got it.
The last I saw, the, It was like a small, like
a little Cessna type. Yeah, not, little, it was a, I think like it was a RJ jet, or
a... but a small one, like a small.
How 16. Many people were on it?
There were four people on it. I think it might have been like one of those 10 to 16 passengers.
They think they all died before.
Maybe like something the cabin pressurized or something like that.
It passed out or something.
Yeah. But the fact that it like looped back, so I don't know if it was like autopilot kicked in and it, so they were trying to get them on the radio, couldn't get them. But
then, if they couldn't get them on the radio, they probably like, again, something probably get happened.
Up and try and do the like fly up by them and hey, hey, wake up.
Hit them with a wing like they did in
what was that movie? Air Force Tom Cruise. One? Or where they got. Wasn't it Air Force One, two, where they
Top Gun
came alongside it? I don't know.
No, it wasn't Top Gun. It was like American Made. American Made. They're running like drugs from Colombia and stuff. One guy falls asleep flying, and Tom Cruise comes up and like hits him on the wing with his plane. It's like that's totally.
Did you see where he was in Charlotte recently?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
No.
It was right around the time of the 600.
No way.
People like had pictures of him with him at bars and stuff. And he went to like the Janet, I think Janet Jackson played, and he was at the Janet Jackson concert. It was very strange.
He was probably in Victory Lane with you, and you just didn't like, he was just, he was going incognito.
He was too short. You couldn't see him.
Well, he was too short, but he also had on just like a plain blue hat.
Yeah.
So like he was completely disguised.
Could you imagine?
Every movie star, like they go out and they just wear a nondescript blue hat.
Yeah.
It's like, nobody will recognize me.
Yeah. But just seeing
Tom Cruise like walking down the street, like, is that fucking Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Little guy, little legs, just going down the street.
Maybe they're going to open
just running.
Maybe they're going to open a Scientology wing here.
I think there is a Scientology church in Charlotte.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Where? I'm getting head nods everywhere. That's creepy.
It's not that big here.
Thank God.
And I think it's, but yeah, there is one. It does exist.
Huh.
Had no idea.
Yeah, they're everywhere. A lot of them in Clearwater,
they
Florida.
Are the aliens.
Well, they believe in aliens.
I'm saying that's where the alien connection comes in.
Yeah, they think that aliens are Xenu and all that stuff are coming to take your Thetans.
It's a religion based on sci-fi.
I'd love to sit in one of those meetings.
Like, yeah.
What are y'all talking about? What is on in your focus groups?
And if they talk about what is assumed they talk about, how do they keep straight faces in those?
I think these people would like truly believe it. Like,
I mean,
you got people who believe weird shit.
I've watched a couple of docu-series on cults recently, and it's wild what people will believe.
Yeah, they're out on Pence Road. Church of Scientology in Central Charlotte. That is out by Charles T. Myers Golf Course, public golf course, out Albemarle Road.
Oh, okay. That helps. Yeah. That's better.
What if they tried to pull you in?
When we were in LA for the Clash earlier this year, like we were doing.
Did you go to the big?
Well, we were doing a thing with Mamba where we were walking around asking people NASCAR questions on Hollywood Boulevard. And we passed by the Scientology thing, and like, you want to come in for a survey? And we're like, no, we're good.
Nope.
I know how, that's how you get people. I'm not falling for your tricks. Yeah. I'm not walking in that door.
You. Yeah. I'm going to give you like pizza and food and stuff. Like,
it's a pyramid scheme.
Look what you can get if you're a part of our gang.
But it's like, you got to pay to get to the next level. I'm not about that.
Well, you know,
I want you to pay me.
If you want to meet Zulu, you're going to have to. Is that his name?
Zenu.
If you want to meet Zenu.
Zulu is, that's a movie from the 60s with Michael Caine.
Oh, okay.
Michael Caine.
Did he pass away?
No.
While we've been gone?
He's still alive, right?
Didn't the Caine pass away while we were gone?
John McCain?
No.
The Queen.
Or maybe I'm thinking of.
Are you confusing Michael Caine with the Queen?
No, maybe I'm thinking of James Caan.
Michael Caine is not dead yet. He's 90.
Look at James Caan.
James Caan, I believe, is dead.
I think he maybe died while we were away.
A lot of people died while we were away. Like you said, the Queen died.
The Queen died. We got a new monarch in England.
Look at me. I'm the king now. King Charles.
You are.
Yeah. Look at that.
Charles isn't my favorite, but...
No.
Yeah.
Did you look up James Caan?
I'm looking it up right now. It's just multitasking and talking. And he died in 2022.
Oh, okay. So that's probably what you're thinking
far
about.
Off.
Yeah.
I said, I'm surprised. Like, you were right. You died.
R.I.P.
Could you imagine being, the Queen of England dies, right? Yeah.
Not a shock.
Not a shock. No, she ruled for a long time.
She was 96. She lived a good life.
Yeah, she lived a great life. But like, it's weird to me how they do it around there. Like, it's the family.
Yeah.
The fact that there's actually a monarchy in 2023.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
There's several.
If you really think about it, it's cool because I like history, but it is crazy.
Yeah, like you have this family, or the next heir could not have any idea or plan to run it, and it's like, well, tough shit, you're gonna run it. And how did they pick the person? How did they pick? Well, I don't know the history of who was like, the first Like, how do they, like, you are going to be our rulers,
I think
king
a lot
and queen.
Of the, a lot of that came down to, and I'd, again, I'll probably get blasted for the history of this, but, like, conceptually, it was the first leader Son. That, like, kicked somebody's mm-hmm. ass in battle and was like, all right, we beat all of you, and I was the guy leading
no,
this group.
No, but it was also like, we were anointed by God.
But that's what they have to do to solidify it going forward. It's like, you use the, oh, well, it was God wills it. You know, if you watch, what was it, the Crusade movie?
Monty Python?
Yes. No, the one where there it was more recent. Was Brad Pitt in it?
Oh, you're Crusade? Talking about the one with Ben Affleck.
Kingdom of Heaven? Was it Kingdom of Heaven?
No.
God wills it! Like, with Knights Templar?
No, what you're thing. Talking mm-hmm. about.
No.
Crusades. Anyway.
Anyway.
I was just always like, that's a crazy concept.
If you want to get something done, just say God willed it, and you can pretty much do whatever you want.
But like back in the day, it was the guy that was like the strongest one that led everybody, and then it's like, okay, cool, yeah, you're going to sit on this throne, and then...
So it was a little bit of natural selection.
And then you just pass that on and say, well, his dad did this, so then his son, he's the next in line. And
this is crazy. It's the year it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 2023, yeah. And there's an actual monarch.
There are still
well, yeah, there's other ones
43
too.
Sovereign states in the world with monarchs as the head of state.
Wow.
Yeah. 13 in Asia, 12 in Europe, 9 in the Americas, 6 in Oceania, and 3 in Africa.
There's 9 in the Americas?
Yeah.
Like
South America.
Wow. And Central.
Canada, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Because don't they technically...
Oh, they technically are under the queen.
Still
the king now.
Yeah, the loony.
R.I.P.
That's the thing that's going to be weird is like your whole life, if you're in England, if you're of a certain age, Queen Elizabeth has been on your money. And now...
Yeah, it's changed.
Charles.
Welcome to America. We got everybody on any type of money anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, sure. And George Washington could have easily... gone that route of saying,
oh, you know what? There's
right, I could be the king of America.
There's a book True. Series called American Royals, mm-hmm. I think it is. But it basically is if America had taken the monarchy route versus democracy.
Hmm.
I think it's American Royals.
Manifest destiny, Ryan. Manifest destiny.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy how we still have pennies and nickels and dimes and shit, too.
Who uses a penny?
No, seriously. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, compared to how Europe uses it.
Yeah, but I'll still pick up
it, a penny. I ain't gonna pick up no dirty-ass penny.
If it's a heads-up, I like that good luck.
You gonna stack some pennies?
Oh.
Chuck's been stacking pennies.
I had to plug
everybody
other,
everybody has a podcast now.
We were the OG.
OG.
And it all started in this room.
It did. Yeah, we are in the original studio.
Yeah.
If anyone doesn't
know. We had a lot of guests in this studio.
We had a lot of big-time guests, yeah. Didn't Jeff Gordon sit in
Jeff
this studio?
Gordon, Chase? Yeah.
Chase came.
Dale Earnhardt.
When's the last time Chase went on a podcast, like actually showed up in person and for a podcast?
I don't know.
Not phoned it in.
I don't know. Probably never.
Never.
Since ours.
Since ours.
Brendan
Gaughan,
Bubba. That
was like the T-Rex
Bubba,
arm one.
Justin Marks was in here.
Justin Marks was in
Pre-owner. Pre-owner. Yeah. Like when he was talking about going and climbing mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of folks.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff on here. We've had a lot of dumb shit too. But
oh, yeah. A lot of fun.
No, it was
jokes.
Good.
Yeah.
You drive a whole different car now?
Whole different car. Whole different era, honestly.
It's weird to think about. We've all been in the sport for roughly, like, at the highest level of sport for roughly about the same time, right? Mm-hmm. 2010-ish.
Ish.
And you think about, all right, when we all kind of came in, it's Jimmy Johnson, you know, he's running the show. Jeff Gordon's still racing. And now, like, you guys
are the guys.
Are the guys. Like, that... It's weird, but it's not weird at the same time.
It's a changing of the guard.
Yeah.
Just like when Queen Elizabeth died.
Yeah. And it's going to be weird, too. Like, Harvick's going to be gone next year. Don't know what Truex is going
to
do.
All of them are gone. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's no more of the guys that were at the top when we all started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and the guys that were the up-and-comers, like the Loganos and the Keselowskis are...
They're going to be...
And the Denny Hamlins, like, they're going to be... They're on that next level of folks that, like, oh, they're going
to
be retired.
It is crazy, though. It's crazy to think about.
I think Logano's got a ways to go.
No, they like they're not like him
versus
Kyle
like
Busch,
Denny.
Like, well, Denny is older, but if Kevin can do it as long as Kevin's done it, you know, there's no saying.
How old's Kevin?
Modern
like
technology and science, like you guys can't race till you're 60, 70 years old.
I don't know. I think he's like 45.
45.
Yeah.
I mean, Denny's not that much younger than Kevin.
But look at what's
he acts younger, but he's not that much younger.
Look at Red what's
Farmer.
Red Farmer.
Farmer. Yeah. Still racing.
Still racing.
90 something.
Still racing.
That's sorry. You can I couldn't do that. Not for that long. Not for that long, man. Just
the love of the game.
That'd be like brutal.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He's a tough old coot. What is that? Is that not a good way to say it?
I don't know that I've ever used the term coot.
I probably just dated myself.
What if I look that up? What's the definition going to be?
Tough old coot?
No, just coot.
Coot?
I don't know if you want
turtle.
Is it on Urban Dictionary?
Coot definition. A coot, an aquatic bird. Informal, though. That's the informal. A foolish or eccentric person, typically an old man.
Yeah, see?
You call a informer foolish. Unbelievable.
Not foolish. He is brave. He is brave. He did go into the helicopter at Talladega and get to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not go down that path.
Go way out of that. But the man's seen some stuff and some things.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Hall of Famer.
He was great during his Hall of Fame induction.
Let's face it. People have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What else we got?
Well, we could talk about the Lyft PGA merger. That's pretty large.
Big news. Like, do we understand it fully?
They're making
at
a
this
deal
moment?
With the devil.
Yeah.
Who? Liv or the PGA?
Everybody. All of the above.
I mean,
that's just a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, like, the gist of it is, like, you know, last year when Liv kind of came
and
wanting to recruit,
like,
PGA guys, giving them buku money.
Like, here's $1 billion. Play for 3 years.
Yeah. And, like, you're locked into that contract, and PGA said, if you go sign with Liv, you'll never be able to play in the PGA ever again. At the time, you're like, you won't even be able to play in majors.
Yeah, you're
stuff.
Basically blacklisted if you went to Liv.
And it kind of changed. Like, some, you know, those guys could play in, like, Augusta and, like, the PGA Championship. But then they just struck a deal yesterday. It's like they merged, and all the guys
who were
loyal to the PGA are pissed. And I would be, too,
because
you turned down hundreds of millions of dollars for trying to be good and loyal, and now it's like it doesn't matter. And the main guy at PGA is like...
He's going to get a payout for sure.
Oh, he definitely did.
He at least owned up to the fact that he's going to be called a hypocrite and, you know...
He is. I mean, that's I would be furious if I was him. If I was the players who stayed loyal to the PGA, I'd be laughing my ass off if I was a dude who went to Live
right?
and like
and
got
like,
my bag and just coming back.
I mean, golf, it needs a breath of fresh air.
I don't think it does.
In some instances. Like, I mean, this I've played this sport... almost my entire life.
Golf?
Yeah. I lettered in golf in high school.
I like going to the driving range.
Yeah.
And it's good napping television.
It's one of those things, like, was decent at it, and then, like, I quit playing, and, like, every now and then I'm decent at it. But there's a lot of rules to like, PGA and the USGA that, like, it's... I can
Liv
see
is trying
where,
to make it more fun.
Right.
Like, their setups at their tournaments or whatever matches... They got music pumping and the bar right there, and people are cheering. And
the Waste Management Open, be more. There need to be more golf tournaments that are like that. But you shouldn't change the Open, the British Open, or the Masters. You shouldn't
It's just like NASCAR. Yeah. Let's keep the crown jewels they are, and let's make some adjustments to some of the links of the races.
So, like, on one hand, I see where they're coming from.
Snuck her protest in here. I think you can do a little bit of a mixture. I don't think like the Waste Management Open's awesome, but like some of the players are like, you know, it's good. It's only 1 week out of a year, you know, because that's crazy for them, you know. But I don't know. It's got to be. It can be changed a little bit, but I think
suck it up and deal with it.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I do think though, to Chuck's point, like the British Open, the Masters, there's ones that need to stay
Like the Masters comes on.
Truly historic.
I'm watching. Did you go?
I went. I actually got to play Augusta in January.
What?
Yeah. I got to play it for 2 days. And
did you get a pimento cheese sandwich while you were there?
I did. I did. Did you? Fantastic. Yeah. And I went on Tuesday. I went on practice round this year. And it was fantastic. Yeah, it was amazing. So one of our partners is a member there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he walks around with a green jacket. Because if you're on grounds as a member, you have to wear a green jacket.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yes. There's a lot of crazy rules that I learned about. And,
okay. What was the most bizarre one?
I think one of the weirder ones was like, okay, you're a member. They don't tell you how many members there are at Augusta, right? Ooh. They keep that kind of secret. And so if you're a member, you don't get to take your green jacket stays there at the
course. You can't take it off the grounds.
Yeah, it's chipped. It is like
really
a big no-no if you take it, like you'll get kicked out.
Okay.
So we pull up to the Masters and my friend is like, hey, I got to go get my jacket. So he runs in, puts his jacket on, we go park and now you're walking around. But the craziest thing was like, he's walking around in his green jacket and all the fans watch him are like in awe. You think it was like Tiger Woods walking through there.
Yeah.
Because you see a guy with a green jacket and they're like, assume, they want to take pictures with you.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, how'd you become a member? What'd you do? It's just like you saw Jesus.
How do you become a member? Do you have to be invited?
You have to be invited. Yeah. You can't just walk in there and pay money.
Do you have to like be good at golf or you just have to have a lot of money?
Be good at business.
Or both?
I think you have to be, I don't know. I mean, I met some folks there. I know some folks there who are like
could you ever
really
become a member?
Highly doubtful. I don't know. I really don't. Like you have to be referred.
Do you have to like campaign?
And like they have to be on like your board has to approve you.
Interesting.
And then you have to obviously give your initiation fee and stuff like that.
Like a Roger Penske could be a member there if he's not.
I don't know.
I wonder if there's like a.
I'm just saying like that level of.
I think that level of person is like the area.
I wonder if there's an initiation that we don't know about. Or like some secret handshakes or anything.
Yeah, secret handshakes.
You got to beat Ted over here in a round of golf to get in. Like it's just, you know, some guy named Ted. You just got to beat him in a round of golf at Augusta.
It was cool though. It was a cool experience. It was fun.
That is on my bucket list of things to do.
To play Augusta?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. I hope I can go back.
What did you wear?
So I was so nervous. Like you're so nervous. So we go out. We stayed there on the grounds overnight. And so you get there and like no shorts.
Yeah.
Have to
don't
wear
show
pants.
Your calves.
You're wearing, I wore some green, some dark green, you know, supported the Augusta colors.
Okay.
But you're super nervous and there's like no one there, right? It's not it's not like every tee time, every 15 minutes is booked. Yeah. Like we saw maybe two other groups the whole day there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very spread out and stuff like that, but you're so nervous. And it's like just your group, your caddies, and like two other guys are watching you tee off on one. And you're like, I am so terrified right now.
Huh.
Yeah. It was super cool.
What do the people that work there wear? Like, do they wear a specific color? Like, you know how, like, Indy has the yellow shirts? Like,
no, they usually just try to wear something with the Augusta logo on it.
So you're walking it, right?
Oh, yeah. You walk. Oh, no carts.
I know.
No carts.
One of those, like, walking 18 is by far, that is my favorite.
I wonder how much money they spend annually to maintain the grounds at Augusta.
A lot.
Like, in the seven or eight figures? Seven figures?
I say seven.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing fine though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're
so they do at the Masters. Fun fact, you know they have their big merch building.
Yeah.
It's like supreme for.
It's crazy.
Country clubbers.
Absolutely insane. And we went in there, and this is just the public one, and they're just shuffling people in and out. And there's a guy at the door holding people and.
Is there a max purchase amount you can make versus like going in there and buying a ton and then reselling it for people that don't have access?
No, I don't think there's a max purchase amount. Like you can buy whatever you want in there.
What'd you buy?
I don't think it's just tons of stuff. I mean, we spent thousands of dollars in there because you're like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be back here. But they do almost $1 million a day in merch sales there, a day for a week. I mean, that's just crazy. And they make all their own merch. Like they don't have an outsourcing.
They're printing money.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's buku.
There's three courses that I want to play: Augusta, St. Andrews, and then I want to go down to
St.
Pinehurst
Andrews
and play over there. Which Pinehurst, you can do. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
I did Pinehurst last year. That's super cool.
To your point about the merch, North Wilkesboro sold out of all of their merch.
The cool thing was, too, like, if you walk through the stands, you saw, like, team members and crew guys in line with fans, like, for merch because it was such a big deal.
That's cool. I didn't get any merch from there.
Max and I, our audio guy, got, like, at one of the little kiosks, the last two of the limited edition hats that had the thing on it.
Is that what you're wearing?
That's what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Wait, like, let me see it. I don't think I saw that hat. I got a hat.
It's that one.
Oh, that's a nice hat.
They only made 381 of them.
Fuck.
They should have put the number on it, too.
But they did. So this is 45 of 381.
What?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And the 381 is because that's the address
of
the Speedway.
They need to do that more throughout the year. Like, yeah. Stuff like that. Like limited edition merch.
That's like, I feel like we're getting back to that with NASCAR. Where there's like, we're building that sort of... What we had back in the day of this
was
desire.
Was that advertised or you just found that out?
I found it. I saw it. Jose was wearing one Friday when y'all did the photo and the track walk. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned something about them being limited edition. So that's cool. We went and looked. And,
Hey, that's sick. We've started doing that on our stuff. Like we do special t-shirts per race.
Oh,
like,
I've seen that.
We've done that. This year, we did one for Talladega. We're doing one for Nashville. It's like super simple. Yeah. But
The Flag and Anthem stuff.
Yeah. So they've been really good at designing. Like last year, we did one for like the Bristol Night Race. That was like a really funky kind of neon light up design. We've done some really cool ones. And this year, we're doing them like really simple. It just says like Nashville or Talladega.
It was red, right? I saw the Nashville one.
And then it just has like Blaney 12 on the back.
How much creative input do you have in that?
Well, these are very simple.
But if you wanted to.
Yeah, a good
bit. If you were like, oh, I have this great idea for Chicago Street Course or
whatever. I mean, between like me, Justin, the Flag and Anthem folks, like we all kind of talk a little bit. They probably do a little bit more of like the bouncing around and then I'll just kind of get my input. Mm. I don't know. I was thinking of, it'd be kind of cool to do a Chicago one, like a Windy City.
Glass case one.
I know Flag and Anthem's been super great. They've been fun to work with. They, big part of our foundation event. A couple weeks ago, they sponsored Gianna's Better Half Dash cart or entry fee for that. So that was really cool. They made a little fairing of and the decal was like a big dress that they make, like kind of a floral dress. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah, they do a bunch of cool stuff. And 25% off. If you're listening to this episode, go to flagandanthem.com and enter the promo code GCOE for 25% off. So
I love it.
You're getting some good stuff if you're... Make sure we'll listen to this.
I actually got a Flag and Anthem like flannel.
Did you?
In one of the, it's like not one of those boxes where they send you clothes.
Are you doing, are you doing a wind shirt since you won the Coast 600?
Yes.
Okay.
They are. Yeah, they're doing that. Flag and Anthem is not doing it, but it's Penske is doing it.
Got it.
So, you know, they're kind of those normal wind shirts. I wish we could kind of
do a Flag and Anthem
one. I might do a Flag and Anthem one. It looks kind of cooler.
Yeah, you should definitely
do it. The Penske one looks cool.
World 600.
Yeah. Do it. World 600. Yeah.
So who's the biggest competition in the Better Half Dash? Who are you looking out for? Because like if people are listening to this, it airs on Race Hub on June 14th.
On 14th, right? Yeah, it airs.
But it already happened.
It already happened. So they raced.
No
so
spoilers.
Secrets.
No spoilers. Because one thing we won't spoil.
Yeah.
Well, I guess give us who's in the field. This comes out tomorrow.
The 8th.
Oh, see. You. Okay. Yeah. So so they raced.
We should have came out on 6-9, by the way.
Yeah.
Instead of 6-8. Yeah.
So they raced Tuesday night. So a couple nights ago, if people are listening to this now. And I mean, there's some good ones that, you know, are former racers like Kenzie Hemrick,
Russ.
Holly Shelton, Eric Jones' girlfriend, one of the Golding
McCall
girls,
Golding.
McCall Golding, Zane Smith.
From a family of racers.
Yeah.
Tammy Rice.
Yeah. Chris Rice's wife's there. Julie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Suarez's wife. Girlfriend?
Fiance.
Sorry.
Your sister?
Aaron's running.
Yeah.
Aaron's racing. Gianna's running. Yeah.
Okay.
So the open practice was last week, and you kind of got a feel for where the pace was at.
Yeah.
Gianna's got to find some speed.
Oh, okay. Is there like a gentleman's bet for the other halves? Would you call it the worst half? If it's the Better Half Dash?
Yeah, we're the worst half.
You're the worst half.
Yeah.
I think it just says the other half
the
on
smack.
The website.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we're just the moldy half. Yeah,
you're the other half.
But no, there's I expect some torn up go-karts. Based on like some of the restarts that they practiced last week.
Yeah.
Just like some wrecks and stuff like that. Because they, you know, the restarts, you know, not a lot of these girls have started like double file in a race before.
They're doing double file shootout style restarts?
Hell
Start of the race. Oh, yeah, shootout style.
Yes.
So it'll be watching a couple of the practice runs that they did. At least one or two girls got spun out in the first corner.
And you were the spotter.
So we're spotting, yeah. So we have radios and stuff, and I'm talking to Gianna. trying to give her some info.
Okay.
So it'll be fun. Yeah, y'all have to watch it.
Did you do the thing that some of the spotters do at the end of the race when everything needs out the front of the window, out the front windshield, and then just walk off the tire?
No, sometimes like she was just by herself in the race, and
she can't on the carts. She can't talk back.
She couldn't talk back to me. It was a one way communication. We made sure of that one. Some guys brought like actual radio harnesses, and like we got her a Bell helmet of just like a go kart helmet, so they didn't have a radio in it. So we just used. I just called her and she had her headphones in, and I'm just talking to her on the phone.
Okay.
And that worked like fantastic.
Okay.
But yeah, some guys brought like two-way communication, like one way. I don't want to get yelled at.
It's my way or the highway. Yeah.
It's like, we're just going to reenact my Pocono win here where the radio doesn't work. Yeah. You got to give hand signals.
So I will say one person wrecked pretty hard in the race.
Yeah.
And they were doing the iPhone thing, and they hit so hard the phone hung up. So they didn't. It was like lap one.
So the other person's like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And there's nothing.
And then he looks at his phone, and it's just call ended. So
you can't really call back, can you?
No, they have it like on a fanny pack, like strapped to themselves. Yeah. So it's like you're not answering a phone call.
Also, if they're wearing gloves, gloves aren't going to work.
No. So and that person's probably like, you know. The driver, she probably doesn't know it hung up.
Yeah.
Because she's not looking at her phone to see the call ended. So she's like, why isn't he talking to me?
What do I do?
Oh, yeah. So I looked at the first, he's like, call's over. She's on her own. I don't know. So
okay.
It was funny.
Man, that was always, because that generally, like in the past, has been like what, in between the All-Star race and the 600 win, both were at Charlotte.
Yeah. So it's a good, I mean, they raised a bunch of money, MRO did. They raised over $100,000.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. MRO is pretty crazy because Miss Melody, who's the lady there, like she raised me. Like she was there when my dad
just dropped their kids off.
When my mother just shoved me in
there. Free babysitting. Take these children.
And it's really funny because this is her and her husband's last year of doing. They're going to retire and stuff.
Yeah. Are they going to throw them a retirement party?
I don't know. Asking them, like, what
all
are you guys going to do?
Yeah. All the kids through the year should come back and do something.
I mean, they raised a bunch of us. I mean, they raised me like every single weekend. They were fantastic. So it's really funny to see them like now that I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah, like 20, 22 years later. It's like, oh, it's kind of cool. So Miss Melanie.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. No fights, which was good.
No fights.
No fights.
We talked on the spotter stand, like, we should manufacture a big brawl
just
on the spotter stand.
Just
and there's a fight.
Haymakers.
I feel like there's been a lot of fights this year. Like, not fights like fisticuffs, like, just like people.
There's been
not...
some punches, though.
There have been punches.
Like the Ross and Noah exchange.
Yeah, and then Jeb and Chandler Smith, and there's one other, but just like, it seems like people are just angry at each other this year, more so than other years. I'm saying that's good.
Yeah,
I think
we need some black hats.
I think it's the fight at, because where'd they fight at, Ross and Noah? Kansas. Kansas? I was like not in a great mood after that race. I think we lost some spots on the last restart, and I looked up and I saw the big screen to them fighting, and I cheered me up a little bit. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Punch, though, the craziest part, the audio, it was like, the punch was louder than they were talking.
Max out there. Had the boom.
Max, great job.
Were you the...
We had... So that one, we had three angles of it, of NASCAR Productions cameras, two with audio and then one slow-mo art. So we got it covered. And then Lanahan, the screens camera guy, he was there as well. So we had it in broadcast.
Nice.
Then 24 and 60.
There's a lot of good angles.
The angle, too, that you get... Chase walking by. One's like, somebody's got to kick his ass.
If you look at the background, like Logano kind of goes, and then, I'm going to look the other way.
So what are y'all's thoughts on, I got asked the question the week afterwards on fighting. Everyone's like, it should be like hockey.
No, you know? Here's what I think. I think you should let them fight if it's two drivers. But you need to intercept if other people get involved that could get hurt. So like media or like crew members, or if they hit the ground, then that's where you step in. But if they're both on their feet and it's just the two of them, let them fight until they hit the ground or other people step in.
Yeah, I think there should be some kind of a barrier. Not like a physical, not like, a rope. No, just like some, like, because the crew guys can't get in it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You can't
because
let the crew
like
guys
you can't
get,
have a
like a crew guy to crew guy fight's a different story.
I feel like they have been relatively good in the past couple of years of not getting involved.
Yeah, it's like, that's not fair. If a Jackman's going to come after me, like, I'm not brawling with a 300-pound Jackman. Yeah. Like, that's not happening. But I think, yeah, it's, but like, you know, Ross got his shot in.
Yeah.
And then the security guy stepped in.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, Noah didn't get one back.
Yeah.
But Noah did instigate it.
Ross was smart, though, because did you watch Ross?
Held the arm.
Before, like, he was even close to the punch, he held the arm down.
Yeah, he was smart. He's been taught something. Yeah, but I think you should at least go one for one.
One for one.
Like, that's fine. But like, it's like, if you go instigate it, do you get the one after you get rocked? I don't know. If you start that shit, you better be ready to throw the first. You know?
If you're the one coming up, throw the first punch.
Yeah. If you're like, what do you think the guy's going to do if you got him by like this fire suit? Like, that guy's not going
to
let
you
just
to stop multiple times.
Yes. Like,
I warned you.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think there's got to be some kind of just free will to an extent.
Yeah, I think so too.
You can't get it to be like hockey.
We also saw Amarola shove Bubba recently.
Same security guard was there both
that
times.
That didn't go anywhere, but I was surprised because you don't really see Eric that fired up.
Yeah. Don't like the middle finger, I guess.
Nope.
People ask me about, they're like, what do you do when Bubba gives you the middle finger? I'm like, well, it's different because we do it as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, other people might not like it as much.
Yeah.
Eric apparently
didn't like it.
He was not a fan of that.
Yeah.
He took offense and let him
know.
Like,
the middle finger nowadays is like, I think we're just desensitized to it.
I know.
There's just a lot we're desensitized to.
A lot of things. So.
Do you know what I'm not desensitized to?
What's that?
Ending this show.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to keep going, I can hit the music and we can.
No, I think we've talked about a lot of stuff. It was fun to come back. I hope everyone really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We're off to Sonoma this weekend.
Sonoma.
And leading into our off week.
Country.
Yes.
Catalina Wine Mixer.
Ah.
Oh, what are you doing for your off week?
We are staying in California for a couple of days, and then we're going to go see a Whiskey Meyer show in Red Rock.
Ooh.
Colorado.
I'm
really excited about it.
It's a venue that I want to go to. There,
you've never been?
Gorge. There in the Gorge. Those are the two that I want to go to.
Red Rock's insane.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Saw Tyler Childers there a couple years ago. It's fantastic.
Oh.
And I'm pumped to see Whiskey Myers there. They're going to rock out. Yeah. What are you guys doing?
I'm going to see my family my dad will not listen to this podcast. I'm going to surprise my dad. The rest of the family knows, but my dad doesn't know.
This is the one that he'll listen to.
Yeah, this is the singular.
You just spoiled the surprise.
Just don't put this clip out there. He does get on social media and he'll look at like my Instagram, my Twitter. So
he won't make it to the end anyway, even if he does listen to this. Like, he won't listen to
this. By the way, the promo, I like how we use both clips that Dave was here. Can we go just revisit this?
Yeah.
That Dave, how many times? Three times?
I think he was here too.
And came every time I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Dave. We should have got Dave back on. He just won the other night. Won Saturday night.
Oh.
Yeah, sprint car race up at Sharon. Nice. Yes. Yeah.
Waxed them. I've got a reenactment. Shocker.
Oh, you're still doing reenactments?
Yeah, we've moved to World War II now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've... You're getting later in the year. What's next? Is like Afghanistan next?
Nah, I know too.
Yeah, like how?
I got too many buddies.
What's the threshold?
They're in Vietnam or like the two that I
what's
can't.
What's the threshold though of like, ooh, this is, it's,
too
we're
close.
Too close.
To me, Vietnam.
Is too close.
That's too close. Like my uncle fought in Vietnam.
If you're still doing this in 15 or 20 years, is Vietnam still too close?
It might not be, but then I'd be too old.
You think you're going to be too old to reenact?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the average age of a soldier is what? 20?
Yeah, but you can be like an old grizzly
vet. I'm
double
that now.
You know?
Yeah.
You can be like a lieutenant
I guess my thought, though, is like, it's a reenactment, though, so like, you're keeping true to like the age of the soldiers, so like people age out of reenactments?
They should, but they don't.
What if you're like a high up, like lieutenant, I don't know military enough to know like who's the highest ranked. I feel like you get some older guys in those positions.
You do, but that's still.
What's your favorite era to reenact?
Right now, this podcast, but World War II right now because the clothing's a lot more comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
No wool.
It's cotton.
Are the snacks better?
Yes. There's a lot more processed meats.
Okay.
It's pretty good. The snacks are better than Civil War.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Speaking of reenactments, it's a very sad one, but the Renaissance Festival shut down in Huntersville.
What?
What?
School bought it.
Oh.
School bought it. Yeah. K-12 school.
No more Ren Fair?
I know. It's very.
I was going to go last
year.
Thumbs down, bro.
Decided
not
Sucks.
To. Where are you going to get a turkey leg now?
Nowhere anymore. It's done.
We've got to find one somewhere, and if we do another reunion show at some point, we do it at a Renaissance
Festival. I prefer Revival.
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 Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
It was fun to be back.
Yeah. would say rate and review, but, you know.
Just get us more listens, likes, and comments than Corey.
Share this.
That
one
should be easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That show's taking off, man. Yeah, that damn Jonathan Merriman. Yeah, he's his Cold Blue Mountain Takes. They're
pretty
good.
Well, you know, what is the show taking off? You know, if you get like 10 listeners, then this far.
Is this going to be contentious? Because Ryan Flores, is on Stacking Panties.
There's his first place trophy from your win the other week. We'd been making fun of him for being second place for so long, and now we got first place.
Oh, Skip. So. Mm. Good for him.
That's it. That's the show.
That's the show.
We love
Hope
you guys.
Everything you asked for. We timed that pretty good. Yeah. Wow.
Perfect.
Holy shit.
It's like riding a bike. I'm telling you, man.